Love Talk Radio.
Dude, I am unique, right? Oh. 1 second. Got the mic. It's been a day. This is I Am Unique, Right? Your DIY business coach here live at Studio U on October 7th. Today we are going to talk about mindset, okay? Mindset, manifestation, what you want, what you're going to get, how you're going to receive it, your vocabulary in the mindset. So we're going to talk about all of those things today. We're also going to have a special guest, Bob Baldwin. He is a jazz artist. He is phenomenal, great jazz artist, and he will be online today at 9:30. So that's going to be super exciting. So I'm super excited about that. So to get started, we're actually going to play a little bit of his music. All right. So let me know how your day has been going while I'm finding this email real quick. I should wait. So, how have y'all, how has your day been? Is everybody having a great day? Do me a favor. Find the fall bob and there's some music in one of those. How have your guys' days been? This is live. This is unique, uncut. I was prepared. I even got all my work done early and still is running behind. But that's part of life. That's what's going on. I got a lot of great news today. I have been manifesting things. I have been asking for things that I wanted, and they have actually been coming. So I'm super excited about that. We're going to play some, we're going to play some of his music in 1 second. So the subject of today is mindset, okay? Mindset. What is your mindset? Do you think that your mindset actually affects the things that happen in your life and what's going on at your moment right now? Do you think that your mindset helps you change the way you think, change your processes, change your everything? Baldwin. So the goal today, we're going to start off with a couple of subjects today. We're going to start off with deprogramming, reprogramming, what your wants are, what your needs are, and what your desires are. So let me find, So that is kind of what we're going to start off with. So today we're going to, when we start off with the whole idea of deprogramming yourself, what does that mean to you guys? Deprogramming, I'm multitasking, so do not pay me attention. Deprogramming means that you are removing all of the BS that your family, your, that your family put out there for you, that your people put out, what you learned from experiences, what you learned from past lives. You know, everybody I think goes through like 3 or 4 times in their life, terms in their life. Like when you were younger, you act this way, then you got to be about 25, 30, you started changing to go this way. You had kids, and which changed you a little bit. Then you go into your 40s and 50s. Like, I think there's like 3 or 4 phases of life that you go through. So it's very interesting how that kind of works out for you, right? So I'm going to figure this out. Y'all give me 30 seconds. to figure this out real quick. I wonder if I deleted that email. One second. So for anybody who is joining, today's topic is mindset. I'm looking for some, don't know where this folder went. Turn the AC on for me.
Morning.
Oh, we're done in a while. So, okay, guys. A little disc on the wall, I'm a little out of it. I'm looking for an email. I'm trying to figure out what to play. But it is okay. We'll get this done in a matter of seconds. So, let's start with this. Deprogramming. How do you deprogram yourself? Okay, sorry, I had a little brain fart in there. Deprogramming. We're talking about that. I'm just going to get into this. Okay, over the years, your family has put different things in your head, different things in your mind that you had to deprogram out of you. Like, to this day, I can't wear red lipstick because my grandmother put into my head that red lipstick was for whores, okay? So it was just like a mental thing that was placed that the red lipstick was not for a professional female. You didn't wear red lipstick. And now coming into the society, red lipstick on any shade of skin is beautiful, right? So there's different things that they put into your brain and into your ideas and into your head that kind of changes the way you look at yourself, look at who you are, look at what's going on in life. So having that level of mindset when you're growing up, and then things that you went to school. So when I went to school, I had big lips. Ooh, you got big lips. Ooh, you got big nose. Ooh, you got a big forehead. So all of that affected like your self-esteem and how you felt about yourself, right? So when you're growing up and you're trying to figure out how you want to move, how you want to go, a lot of that affects your personal self-esteem. One second. Text Terrence and ask him what two songs he wanted me to play. So all of that affects your self-esteem, how you feel, how you think, what you want, what's going on in your life. So this is trash that you have to remove out of your mind, out of your head, so that you can actually function. So if I went around with that attitude, and I still had that attitude, do you think that I would be on this podcast like all regular, willy-nilly, you know, doing it? So I have learned to deprogram myself, be comfortable in my skin, have a more positive attitude about my appearance, about everything, as I grew up. So those are the phases that you go through in deprogramming yourself. Now, when it comes down to making money and deprogramming yourself, that's another level of mindset. Your family puts into your head, oh, you have to work hard for your money. You got to go get an education. You have to do this. You have to do that to make money. You have to sweat out everything to make a whole lot of money. Not all of that is true. Okay, so I don't believe that you have to work hard for your money. There's a level of money that you can make that you do not have, as long as you love what you do, it's not hard work. When they say you have to work hard for your money, it's more or less you're doing something just to make money. You know what I mean? So when you're doing something that you love to do, you don't actually have, you're not working hard. You don't consider it as work. You consider it as just making sure that, you know, this is what I have to get done today. I need to get this and this done today. So I'm setting my mind to get this and this done today. And you create that mindset and you enjoy doing it. I have a very busy day, uploading skin, people upload stuff on the website, managing, properties, moving this way, moving that way, making sure that I am everywhere in 10 different places at one point in time. And these are things that you have to kind of want to do. You have to enjoy it. Like, even though today, like today I was running around, I have plenty of other stuff, going out of town tomorrow, and I'm like, oh, I gotta do my podcast to get ready for this. Like, if I was dreading, then this would be a really bad experience for me. You know what I mean? So I'm not, I love doing this. I love talking to you guys on social media. So it doesn't bother me. I love talking to you on my podcast. It doesn't bother me. So it makes me happy and excited to actually do this. So I'm more motivated to do it. Do I consider it work? No. People's like, where do you work? And I'm like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Because I don't consider anything that I do a job. Because a job you only do for money. I do this because this is my passion. This is what I love to do. And that's the mindset that I have placed in my head to get it done and make sure that I do what is done that is necessary. Okay? So now, I'm not going to say that everything that your parents taught you or everything that you were exposed to during these times in your life were negative, okay? Sometimes the things that you actually were exposed to may have created a positive. Because if you had parents that brought positive inflections onto your life, that told you you were beautiful, that told you you were smart, that told you you were, you know, handsome, sexy, whatever it is, to help you with your confidence, to help you get motivated to, like I teach my daughter, I taught my daughter that you're able to do anything in life. That was never told to me. You're able to do anything in life. Whatever you put your mind to, you're able to do. And she's like, what do you mean? When she was younger, she's like, what do you mean? Now she's a very successful entrepreneur. And she's like, well, everybody's telling me I need to go to college. I'm like, babe, that if you want to go to college, some people need to go to college for whatever their reason is, then others don't. Like, if you already have a mental path, then maybe you don't have to go, you know? And now we have YouTube, we have Facebook, we have all of these other school people that are kind of teaching you, like, what to do, how to be online market influencers. So the normal route to go is a lot different than what we had previously. Like, so I don't have to go get a job to make money. You can now make money doing so many things. If you have a car, you got Uber. If you have a house, you got Airbnb. If you have a brain, you have the World Wide Web. Does that make sense for everybody? So anything that you want to do, anything you want to show people, it is possible for you to actually have it. So that is the whole part of it. When you're deprogramming yourself, you have to figure out what works for you, what makes you happy, what makes you wake up in the morning, what makes you want to be there in life to enjoy it, okay? And then that is part of deprogramming. So, all right. Just play it. Let me know when you're about to play it. Find the song and play it. So now, this is one of Bob Baldwin's songs. Back to the Basics with Bob Baldwin. He's going to be talking a little bit later. I like this little groove. I could actually talk over it and keep going while this is playing in the background. So again, Bob Baldwin, jazz artist. He is coming on live later on. He's on 4 stations. He has his own radio show and a lot else going on. So now let's get back to this. Now we're at the phase of reprogramming yourself. Now, when you're in the process of reprogramming yourself, what are your desires? You know how, if you watch, I think it's called Lucifer, and he's a devil, right? So he's like, the way he enchants people, he's like, what are your desires? And then these people tell them what their desire is, if it was to kill that person, or if it's to go play kickball in the park with their son. They say that is their desire. So knowing what your desire is what you're going to have to do to kind of deprogram yourself in building that lifestyle that you want to. So now you have your deprogramming, and now you have to reprogram yourself to your likes and your desires, okay? A lot of people start the year off with vision boards. The reason why people use vision boards is because they need a visualization of what they're actually wanting, desiring. Because if you see it, if you feel it, if you can touch it, it can be more real to you. So that is the whole concept of having a vision board. You know what I mean? So I look back at some of my vision boards and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm in my loft. I'm in Midtown. I have this. I have that. I'm making the amount of money that I want. I have the followers that I want. I have people who are loving me, wanting me to do. So now what's next for me? Because I'm going to be honest. Why millionaires always want to do something extra, extra is because once you found that plateau and you're like, ooh, that was great, then what's the next thing to do? You got to do something else. That's why they open up more businesses. They start different ideas. They start talking to different people, doing more extreme things because they've done the regular stuff. The people who have never done the regular stuff, we're stuck on getting on a private jet, you know? We're stuck on flying around the world in 24 hours. We're stuck on little stuff like that they do every day or can do every day. So those are the mindsets. Those are the things that you have to put in your mind. Now, my book of the month is Your Word is Your Wand by Florence Scholes. That book right there will make you reprogram yourself into thinking a certain way, to having a different attitude about life, having a different attitude about yourself, making sure that with the words that come out your mouth, how they come out your mouth, it will affect how your day will go. I wake up every morning, even when I don't want to actually get out of bed, and be like, oh, I'm going to have a wonderful day. I'm going to have a wonderful day. And some days when it's a little bit harder for me to get up, I'm like, today is going to be wonderful. Today is going to be great. I'm going to make this amount of money today. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a nice walk in the park. I'm going to do blah, 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 A, B, C, and E, G, I, F. So those are the things that I do as a morning meditation to myself to actually get things on. So knowing what your desires are and making sure that you remove those toxic people and those toxic beings out your life so that you can actually grow into the person you need to be. Because the people you hang around are a real reflection of what you're going to become. So everybody you're hanging around is in poverty, broke, don't have any money or any of that, then you're going to be the same way because your mentality is already set with those types of people, those types of imagery, those types of lack, that type of lack, that type of not knowing what the next day is going to bring. Now, if you're around a person who is happy all the time, who has everything that they want, their desires, they have high energy, they're super excited about life, then that's how you're going to carry out your day because you wouldn't want to be like, trying to bring them down. I mean, some of you do, but at the end of the day, you can't bring that person down. And then you envy that person because you're like, why are they always so happy? What do they have to be happy about? And you're like, and the person is like, I'm just living life, man. I mean, you can be happy too. It's only the way, however, your perspective of your day is that can make you happy or unhappy. Doing the things that you love to do can make you happy or unhappy. So if you're griping and complaining about going to this job every day, I'm unhappy about going to the job. I'm unhappy about going to the job. And then you get fired from your job. And then you mad again? How does that work? So you told the universe, I am unhappy with the job that I am doing. The universe said, for real? Okay, I got something for you. You're fired. Then you're like, oh my God, I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. And it's kind of like, I don't get it. Like, how can you pick which one do you want? Do you want the money? Do you want the happiness? Or do you just don't? Because if you train yourself and program yourself to get what you want, to do what you love, and make money off of doing what you love, then it will all come anyway. The money, the time, you want the vacation, all of that will come anyway because of the happiness. So knowing how to evaluate and to reprogram yourself, removing those people from your life that it's not necessary, that are stopping you from growing, it's like having somebody with a chokehold on your neck. And you're like, I can't breathe. Or like nowadays, having corona, you got to lay in the bed for 14 days because that person just stomps on all your dreams and all your hopes and all your visions. Do not allow people to do that to you, and you will grow into a better person. And when somebody does try to stomp on your dreams and tell you you're not worthy, look at them and be like, who are you? That's all you have to do is be like, who are you? Because at the end of the day, if that person is not paying all your bills, is not providing every food, drink, eat, sleep, blood running through your veins, the water that you drink, they have no value in your life to tell you how you can or cannot live your life. So those are the things that you want. And manifesting things is super powerful because it allows you to figure it out, if that makes any sense. And learning how to manifest for yourself, we all do it every day. You don't even know that you're doing it to yourself because it is subconscious. But if you can learn to consciously manifest what you want, you will get it. And the trick is ask, let it, and let it go. Ask and let it go. So this is something I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I have two of them, right? So I'm reprogramming myself in the process of changing the way I'm thinking, changing the way my thoughts, you know, first stages of this. The first book I read was The Secret, and learning how to do that. Listen to the book, read The Secret, and people, I was like, one of the phrases in The Secret says, money comes easily and freely. Money comes easily and freely. So I was like, okay, bet, money comes easily and freely. So I'm trying to help my friend at the time tell her, like, she's talking about not having no money. If you talk about being broke, you're going to stay broke. If you talk about, even if you don't have the money in your pocket, say other words about not having, it's not available to me right now. Not that you don't have it, it's just not available. Okay? That doesn't mean you don't have it, you just don't have it available. So talking about what you want and the words that you use sometimes reflect on what's going on in your life and how you're actually living your life. So we were walking through the mall in Atlanta, and she's like, Unique, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. Money doesn't come easily and freely. You have to do something for it. You got to work, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop, right? So I'm walking through the mall. I'm just saying it all loud in the mall. Money comes easily and freely. Money comes easily and freely. Money comes easily and freely. What happened? I walk up on a $20 bill. Now, she's like, what? How did you walk up on a $20 bill? And she's like, let's go get something to eat. I'm like, my money comes easily and freely. This is not for you. This is mine. This is my blessing. I mean, of course, that we went out, had a little McDonald's or whatever, Chick-fil-A at the time. But, like, that is the things that now, when that happened to me, that was like a sign. Yes, $20 back then, that was a decent amount just to go get something to eat. So $20 more I didn't have in my pocket, and I did nothing for it but say money comes easily and freely. Now, some people would say it's coincidence. Okay, whatever. It happens. Had the same incident happen one time. My friend of mine says, if you can get to Cancun, everything else is paid for. I look at my bank account. I look at the prices on the ticket. I'm like, whew, this is going to be tough. You know what I mean? I was like, I need to get to Cancun for $50. Okay? Now, you have to watch what you ask for because it happens, and sometimes it happens a little differently than what you expected. So I go on the website, go online, and it says, purchase, I put in Cancun, put in a date, blah, 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 right? And underneath it, it says, pay $69 a month for whatever month. Now, the flight was $700, right? The flights were like $700, $800. But all I had to do is to pay $70 per month for about 6 months to cover this flight. So in realistic, in reality, I got on the plane to Cancun and only had to come out of my pocket with $70. So that's what I said I wanted. I looked in the mirror at myself. If you want stuff to come faster for you, look at yourself, look at your reflection in the mirror and say, I want 40 grand in my bank account on Friday. Wrong words, because want don't always come. I have $50,000 extra in my bank account on Friday. Okay? That's how you have to do it. And then now, if you say that to yourself in the mirror and you really believe it and you know that it's coming, then it's going to come. Now, you just have to leave it like that. You just have to leave it like that, because then you don't worry about how it's going to come. Just do your normal whatever you do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. How this really works is it's not that I'm going to sit here and lay on my couch and be like, I want $1 million in my bank account tomorrow, right? Everybody's like, if that was the case, we would all be millionaires, and it pops up into your bank account. No, you still have to put effort towards the desires that you want. So there has to be a planted seed to get to the point that you want to get to. So I already have businesses. I already have things in the fire. I just want it when I want it. So those are the things that you actually have to put in place to actually get your manifestation. It does not come miraculously. A seed has to be planted for it to actually grow. Like having this plant behind me, I bought it, all the leaves that I had on it died, fell off, I had to cut them off. And I was like, oh, well, I'm almost, and I was like, let me continue to water this. And then it started budding. It started growing new life out of it. Now we had nice, new, healthy life out of this budded seed. Now if I didn't keep watering it, if I didn't keep loving it and didn't keep caring for it, it would have died. When I saw that first day of leave, it would have died. So that comes with your mentality and learning to be consistent with whatever you're doing and how you are pushing forward and what you want. Another thing, so I have a book launch that I'm going to do in October. I said I want to do it on a yacht. I just said it. I don't know how I'm going to get a yacht. I don't have a yacht. Not there yet. Why? Somebody gifted me a yacht. So that's coming soon. So look at the things that are, if you just ask sometimes, let it be and let it grow, it will actually come to you knowing what you want, knowing exactly what you want. You know, it, you can get it. I called a couple people, be like, yo, I need a yacht. Yo, I need a yacht. I need a yacht. So we're going to take a pause on this. We have Ball Ball when he just called in, and we are about to go live with him. All right. Let's see. Let's make sure he gets on the line. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm great. Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Are we we're live, right?
We are live.
Okay, can you hit me can someone send me a blast to my Twitter account so I can let the folks know?
Yes, give me one second.
We'll spread the word. It's Baldwin77.
All right. Give me one second. Let me log on to Twitter. Baldwin77, correct?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't think about that before, darling.
You're perfectly fine. So how has your day been?
Well, you know, my day has been interesting these days. I've been dealing with some medical issues in my family.
Okay.
So things have shifted a little bit in terms of put music on pause just for a hot second, just to take care of family. And it's funny that the last record that I put out this summer was called Family Back to Basics, Family First.
Wow.
And now I am living the purpose of my music, which I wrote that probably a year ago.
Wow. And that we were just talking about, give me 1 second. I thought I had. Yeah, we were just talking about manifesting and things you put out in the atmosphere and what you get. And
that's right.
You just did it with just that simple, with that simple song, right? What was the song about? Do we have it?
You should have it. It came out earlier this year. I sent it to Terrence earlier today. If not, we'll figure out a way to get it to you as soon as possible so you can add it to the to your lineup. It's an instrumental record. I like to put you know, messages inside of my instrumentals, which I think people gravitate to. It's been kind of a thing I've done for many years.
Okay.
Words have a strong influence. So, you know, even though there is no lyrics, you can still, you know, move somebody's life with, you know, 4 or 5 words or less, you know?
That is very, very, very true. That is very, very true. Is there a possible way you could speak up just a little?
Not a problem. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get you off a speakerphone. Is this any better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, so it's called Back to the Basics. Yeah, we played that earlier when you were, when I was kind of talking about mindset and mentality and everything else.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so we played that earlier. So can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm working on album number 32. So that tells you I'm at least 32 years old. My first record that came out when I was, I think, 2 or 3 years old. Still in diapers.
Wow.
First record came out in 1988. A lot of things led up to that point, but when I put out my first record, which was on a very small label called Malico Jazz. Malico's a gospel label, and they were trying to do jazz, and it was an abject disaster. You couldn't find a record anywhere. It was kind of a bad deal, but the beauty from that deal is that I submitted the record to a amateur program called the Sony Innovators Award, and as a result of that, I was selected one of 3 finalists. One of the finalists was a group called Straight Ahead out of Detroit, which featured in the band at that time Regina Carter on the violin and Althea Renee on flute. It was a real hot heavy band out of Detroit, all female band playing jazz. And I was, and the final judge was Roberta Flack. And Roberta Flack selected me as the winner. And Straight Ahead was the, came in second place. We both landed deals on Atlantic Jazz within like a year and a half of each other. And that's kind of how things got started. That's when Atlantic had a pretty big deal over there for jazz. On the label at that time was Bobby Lyle and Paul Jackson Jr., and Gerald Albright, of course. Gerald Albright was there too. He had just released his first couple projects, so we were all sitting there at the same time. It was a lot of fun. It was a great roster. That kicked in at the beginning of the '90s, and as you know, things have evolved so much since that point.
Right. I could imagine. So what projects do you have going on right now?
Well, I'm working on a project. You know, I try to keep each record somewhat different so that they all don't sound alike when you play them back to back. So I like to make my records sound like a radio station, like you just listen to a radio station for an hour with no commercials or, you know, no talk, and just let the thing just kind of, you know, take you through a series of emotions. So this record has a theme. It kind of fell together like this. It's featuring mostly female vocalists.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The record's called New Urban Jazz 3, Urban Smooth. It'll probably be out sometime either November, December, or January. We're still trying to figure out the release date. But Lori Williams is singing on a couple of tracks, and she sounds fantastic. Monica Miller from Atlanta, a young lady out of Detroit named Dee Dee Davis, another young lady out of Louisville, Kentucky named Regina Troop. In Atlanta, again, is a vocalist named Tony Red. These are all independent artists that, you know, in my opinion, never really got their just due. And, you know, just doing what I can to just shine more light on these great, talented singers. They're so great at what they do in terms of writing and singing. So it's an honor to work with each and every one of them.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's awesome. It's great when we're able to come with productive people and actually help them create and to grow. You know, sometimes you just need that little push with
right,
that person
exactly.
to actually show. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
the push is so important.
It is. And then sometimes it's about the circle, like we were talking about, the circle of people that you keep. You got to change your circle sometimes so that you can expose yourself to different opportunities. You know, so
correct.
Those are things that you have to and see life in a different way. Like I'm writing a book, or I finished writing the book. I'm editing my book now, and it talks about you know, finding new people. Do something that you've never done before. Do something that you've always talked about doing, and you don't really just do it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So
sometimes you got to step outside of your comfort zone and and take some chances and believe in yourself and just go for it.
Yeah, get uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Is that what they say?
That's right. There you go. Exactly.
All right. So I was at Terrence kind of wanted me to ask you, like, what is the importance of owning your own masters?
Oh, my God. How much
like,
time do you have?
How important is that, huh?
How much time do you have? How much time do you have?
Can you give me the short version? Because I would like to ask you a couple of other stuff. Can you give me the short version?
All right. Well, you know, this music business has had a history of labels owning the artist's music. They have worked like dogs to make this music. It's been unfortunate that at the end of the day, when they need the revenue right now more than any other time, they don't own the music. It's because of that, they're not getting a back-end royalty check. And they're forced to go on the road to pick their music, you know, get on a plane or, you know, get in a tour bus, go to a hotel, do their gig, get their money.
You got to work twice
to make their money off the record that they did. And then something like this happens, the COVID. They shut down all the gigs.
They just leave
everybody high and dry. I mean, I think I heard Live Nation lost like 97% of their revenue from the year before.
Wow. Yes.
So,
and that's another.
So the importance of independent owning your own projects means that you can get a higher sales rate per project as opposed to maybe 10 cents on a dollar. And you know, you might make 40 or 50 cents. You can make four times as much money, and make your money four times faster by owning your own material. Of course, there's a cost because you got to promote your own, you got to invest in yourself. You know, but you know, owning it is really long term. That's the way to go, because when you look back at what the labels make these days, most of the money they make is from catalog. You know, from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and up. The other day, well, Miles Davis was like number one on the jazz chart. I'm like, brother's been dead for 25 years, but somebody's still back there making some crazy money off this guy.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, it's so true. Not quite in the music industry, but it's just about knowing what's going on. But with that being said, were you saying when they own their own masters, they could be able to make their royalties right now? So like, because nobody can do concerts and do different things like that, how did you readjust in making your money during the pandemic? Since, I mean, we knew you took a break, but if you were actually out on the road working, how would you make your money now compared to how you did while we have this pandemic and you can't do performances or you can't do anything?
That's a great question. The first part of that is
I was fortunate enough to
have enough catalog behind me, which I owned, that I could kind of sustain myself. The catalog really sustains me more than something that comes out like tomorrow or next week or next year. It's a culmination of all the records that have come out. Throw them in a pool and you get you get a sum amount of money. Access to your own writing catalog, your own recording catalog, knowing how to generate revenue at radio and satellite radio, and having an understanding of streaming. There's tons of streams of revenues out here right now for musicians if they just don't give up a piece of what they do. But I think what's going to happen now, the future of music for the next 2 years as far as live, is going to fall under streaming. And I'm talking about streaming music, quality music, not just studio, horn and iPhone trying to entertain. I'm talking about something that sounds like a real live, killer record or something like you would hear on TV at Tonight Show or something like that. So it's something with the really nice quality with stereo and high res audio, and of course good camera work as well. And then being able to charge people for that and charge them like $10. So now if you do it right and you market it right, you now have a worldwide audience that you're playing for instead of just an audience of 500 or 1,000 people. I think that's the future right now. Those who figure that out are going to benefit the fastest.
Right. I agree with you. So have you had to really – so we're going to kind of change the subject a little bit, going back into like mindset and dealing with things that's happened in your life. And I mean, you're only 32 years old, right? So in this time frame, have you had to change the way, how has your mentality changed from the time that you started or before you even started, or how has that changed for you?
From the beginning of the career to like now?
Hello?
You talking about from the beginning of the career until now?
Yeah, just in transition of your life, the things that you have been doing, the transition of your career.
Every day is a learning experience about yourself, your career, your life. What you value, what you don't value, what kind of value you put on money and material or not. It's a constant, it's a daily assessment of yourself. And if you just stick to, your concept of 20 years ago, you will fall behind so quickly because technology is changing every day. Things that you thought were going to work back in 2014, it's like an ancient memory. When Apple Music came into the picture, that almost immediately killed the sales for most records. Sales dropped by almost 40 to 50% within 6 months. So it's a constant going back to the drawing board and trying to figure out, okay, what's the hot new technology stream? And then trying to stay in the midst of that. You don't always have to be ahead of the game, but you got to at least have some knowledge of where you are with the latest the latest glitch, the latest you know, techie piece, you know. And right now, streaming is the, you know, is the revenue stream right now with Pandora, Spotify, you know, satellite radio is hot right now. It's changed the behavior of people because people don't, unfortunately, they don't buy music anymore. It's kind of sad. I would rather my fan base actually go out and buy the record than stream it on some telephone. What if they decide to cut the internet off for a few days? Y'all gonna freak out.
We would die. Because, I mean, realistically, like, I mean, if they shut the internet, that would bring everybody back to the basics. You know what I mean?
It would be back to basics for real.
Because imagine how many people make money off of the internet. And with this COVID right now, that's so 90% of the way most people are making money.
You're absolutely right.
It's through internet. So if you don't have it and somebody took it away from you, that I don't know what we would do. I honestly could not tell you what I would do if something happens with the internet. I would be devastated.
Honey, you know, I am with you 1,000% on that.
You know how some people be like, if I lose my phone, I'd be devastated. I can lose my phone. We can go across the street and get a new phone. If I lose the internet, yeah, that's gonna be a big change. I'm streaming on three different platforms right now.
Exactly. I get you.
That would crash.
It would be a hot mess.
It would be devastating. So devastating. So do you have any new we already said that. I'm sorry. My bad. So what advice could you actually tell people about how you can deprogram yourself? Like, the whole topic of today was removing negative people out of your life, right? So how can you, and removing negative things, period, out your life. It's not even just the people. It could be even yourself. Sometimes you can... Mm-hmm. You be your own distraction. So how can you actually tell people how they can do that? Or what's your experience?
That's an individual thing for everybody. You just have to identify, you know, what's pulling you back, what's bringing you down, and be, you know, be man or woman enough to own it, admit it. Look into the face and say, listen, this is something I don't need, or this is someone that I don't need anymore, because it's the cons far outweigh the pros, you know. So you just have to come to a realization of what's working in your life and what's not. And I think people really don't take advantage of the fact that if they have time to do something, that time wasted is time that never comes back to you. And if you waste, you know, you waste 20 hours a week, you know, for the next 10 years, you've thrown away a lot of potential productive hours, which you could have been using to build yourself or build your company or edify your family. So I think it really comes down to time management and acknowledging the things that are good for you and stay focused on those things, and things that are not working for you, you know, cut them loose and leave more room for the good.
Right. But can you have an experience or a story you can tell us?
Well, I mean, I've had like 14 record deals, maybe more than that. I've had 14 record deals since 1990. And I have come across record deals that I signed that I thought was just, you know, great. And then as soon as the paper is signed, before the ink is dry, the person I'm doing the deal with has lost their daggone mind. And so I'm like having to deal with, okay, you said you're going to do X, Y, Z. You just did like A, B, and Q. And so now here I am stuck with you with this agreement. how am I going to get myself out of this deal? And I've had to fire so many record labels because they tell you one thing before you sign, and as soon as you sign, they trip, or they don't pay the royalties on time, or they don't send you a statement like they're supposed to, or they're hiding money, and you always end up having to call them out. I'm like, man, this is a waste of time. This is a lot of stress and a lot of negative energy. And that's when I eventually just decided to just, you know, go independent. The 32 records that I got out, including the one that's coming, I own like 27 of them. So I really made sure that my mantra was really just to stay true to the concept of owning your material, so you can control your destiny as opposed to having some label, you know, dictate what's going on in your life.
Right. And I think that's the whole phase of it, is knowing how to control what you want in your life. Once you learn how to control your life, that makes your life so much easier and better, and you're happy. Like, for instance, people who work a job, and if their job fires them today or tomorrow, it's over for them. They're almost on the street, right? Especially if you don't have an adequate savings, you know, depending on how quickly you get a job, how old you are, you know, what your experience is. Like, you might be on the street in 30 days, you know, max 90. So when I think people are like, well, being an entrepreneur is less, or an independent artist on your behalf is more risk than, you know, having a job. And I say, how do you figure? Because now I'm in control of everything that I do and make. So if I need to go make money today, I can figure out and come up with a way to make some money. Would you agree? And then if I get fired from my job, then I don't have a creative way to compensate myself, then your job is over, right?
That's right. If you're working for yourself and you're self-motivated, and you know if you don't get out of bed that day, you're not going to make, you know, your money for the month, year, or whatever. If you're not self-motivated to do that, then you're absolutely right. You end up falling victim to your own, you know, weaknesses. And like you said, if you had a day job and they just dropped you like a hot potato tomorrow, and you don't have a backup plan, then yeah, you're really stuck. But I think one of the things that you mentioned or suggest is that people do need to save when they are having a profitable, you know, point in their life. Put some money away so that when something like this happens, you can survive for, you know, more than a month or 2 months. You don't want to put your house at risk or your family at risk. You know, you don't want to lose your car. You need a car to go, you know, go to the job. So you always got to be prepared for something worse. And I think a lot of people really got caught off guard with this COVID thing, because, I mean, people are just, you know, going out doing gigs and playing at this club, playing at that club, or, you know, on tour with this guy, thinking that money's always going to be there. And all of a sudden, like, in like 20 days, they shut down all the cruise ships. So all the cruise gigs are gone. And like I said, all these major festivals shut down. These huge venues out here, 5,000-10,000 people attendance, gone. You're watching sports over the summer. You're looking at these big 50,000 seat baseball arenas, and there's like, you know, 1,000 people in there, and mostly, you know, the players and staff. You know, watching the NBA finals, you know, you see all these electronic people moving around. It's just a crazy time. It's just something that you would never even like put your brain to, and it just, everything just happened all at once.
Right. And no notice, no warning, no nothing. So it was like getting fired. It was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah, think about all the people that got fired because of COVID. My God. I mean, the airline industry got killed. The music business got really demolished. I'm sure I'm missing some other, you know, companies. A lot of industries really took a hit from COVID. And people, unfortunately, are going to lose some things if they don't learn how to live minimally. And, you know, there goes the song again. Get back to the basics.
Yep. And adapt to what's going on.
Right on. Yeah, yep. Adapting is absolutely critical.
Yes. So I appreciate you being on. What is your other song that you wanted me to play while you're on here so we can play it for us?
I think I sent a song over called Food for Thought, but I wanted to let your audience know that I'm working on a live stream event. I'm going to be celebrating a milestone birthday on November 9th. More information will be posted on my website, bobbaldwin.com. We're going to be doing a live stream, a birthday party, an event with some of my band members, and it should be a really fantastic time. I have an amazing percussionist from Brazil called Café da Silva, who's worked with some of the great Brazilian artists like Dejavan and Sergio Mendes and Deodato and so many other great artists, and he's one of my main guys. It's going to be vocals and percussion and drums and bass. So to get more information about that, go to my site, bobbaldwin.com. And also working on a Patreon site to do more interacting with my audience on a more personal level. So that's something we just launched about 2 or 3 days ago. So I hope that your audience is listening, and you can get information about that by going to my website, bobbaldwin.com.
Okay. Well, we will actually post that on our thing. So when you say you're getting more in touch with your audience, what does that explain what you're going to be doing?
Sure. There'll be some one-on-one consulting with young artists that might need some direction on, how do I read this contract, or how do I play this chord, or how do I produce a record, or how do I arrange a piece of music? How do I write a piece of music? Things of that nature. And it'll be some things where we're doing some live events that only the Patreon members will be privy to. So, I really want to just develop a nice, strong, firm foundation base of people that really have been following me over the years. I call them super fans. It's the fans that come back and buy your records over and over again are the ones that really sustain an artist. I remember hearing about that from talking to Grover Washington Jr. years ago. And when people fell in love with him when he was doing the college circuit, they just stuck with him for forever until he passed away. So it was no big deal. It was no surprise that some of his fans had like 40 of his records or 30 of his records. So that's the kind of loyalty I'm trying to establish with my fan base.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I am so happy to have you on my show. Like, this is so inspiring for everybody and learning your experiences and what you're going through, and wish you the best and hope your family is doing great as well. Is everybody in your family doing great?
Last year, my 90-year-old mother had a brain operation, and thank God she's doing like really amazing. She's stronger than all of us. She's like a little tank. But my other sister who takes care of her, kind of a caretaking role. She fell ill, so we're just rallying behind her, and I'm just trying to be the man of the house to help my family out, because you only get one mother, the sisters you have, your brothers, your father, they don't come twice. You really have to embrace and take any time out that you can to take care of family.
Makes sense. I appreciate that. So we appreciate you having you on tonight, and wish you the best in your endeavors.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad to talk to you again, and I wish all you and your listening base success for the rest of 2020, and come visit my site, bobbaldwin.com, and especially if you feel a little down and out, hopefully there's something over there that'll uplift your spirits.
That's awesome. And give me one tell me that name of that song one more time.
The other song was Food for Thought.
Food for Thought. All right.
Grammarly can help you write quickly and confidently, so you never have to slow down at work.
So we're going to end it. Can you still hear me, Bob?
Yes, dear.
Make sure y'all subscribe to his Facebook page and his YouTube page, and listen to all the upcoming things that he has. This is one of those songs. I remember one day I was driving a car with my boyfriend, and I got in the car. He was playing jazz, and my brain was going everywhere. And I was like, can you turn that off? Because the music is making me think too hard. And this is one of those songs. It sounds like one of the songs that was playing.
I like that.
So, if anytime you need to focus, put some jazz music on, and do some work. Get her done,
Shelly.
We appreciate you, Bob. Thank you.
Anytime, my dear. You take care of yourself, and continue success to you.
All right, you have a great night, okay?
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, we just had Bob Baldwin live on the show. We are now talking about mindset and how your mentality changes your way of thinking, what happens to you day by day, how you have to deprogram yourself from life, how you have to change the way you think to make the things that you want happen, happen. So if you want something better to happen to you in your life, if you're ill, then you need to say you're not. If you're sleepy, say I'm wide awake. That's full of energy. You know, those things right there, because your body only believes what you tell it. So if you're telling your body you're tired, then that's exactly what's going to happen. It's you're tired. So we're going to break into a little bit of like some how things that help me kind of motivate myself to get out of my old ways and to change the way I live and to change the way I move, to stop stressing about the things you can't control. That's step number one. If you do not have control over it, stop worrying about it. Just be, okay? So like I like to meditate, change my focus, turn everything down. It's called quieting your brain. And I know everybody's like, how can you just stop thinking? It's a trick. It's not easy. But what you do is you tell yourself the things that you want, the things that you desire, the things that you want to manifest. You start focusing, refocusing on the things you want. Or daydream. Take yourself to a different place in a different time where you are thinking about being happy, where you're excited. Like sometimes I would take myself to the beach. That is my favorite place to be, is on the beach. I'd be like, oh, I'm just laying on the beach. The sun is kissing my face. Life is going on. It is awesome. And that's how I would, you know, relieve the stress that I had of the things that I couldn't control. Stop thinking about the things that you control. If you don't have the money, then figure out, lay there, meditate. And then those things that we are thinking about will actually come to you. You know, sometimes you just have to be quiet and get out of your head. And all of that stuff you have. The way you look at people in relationships, okay? So I had to learn this trick. This is a trick. If you always go into a toxic relationship, or a dysfunctional relationship, maybe you need to reevaluate on how you're looking at that person. If you only can say negative things about that person, then that's probably a person that you're not supposed to be with. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to know the positive side of it. Enjoy the positive side of it. Enjoy the stuff that you like versus talking about the stuff that you don't like. I love you too. Thank you. So my other part is you find a different circle, find a different experience, find a different place to go. If you go to the same places every day, do the same thing over and over around the same people, what happens? You get the same effing results, right? So my thing is change your location. Go to a restaurant you haven't ever been to. Try some food you've never tried. Listen to music you've never listened to. Like, if you're like, oh, I don't like country music. Why don't you like country music? Maybe you just haven't heard the country song that you like. You know what I mean? So those are things that you can, that was Bob Baldwin. Those are the things that you can do to kind of change your thought process and the way you're thinking and the way you're pushing and the way you're feeling out there to different people. These are things that I do for myself. Then take some alone time. Like, take some time away from everybody, everything. Go to the movies, take a drive. You know, maybe every day you need to take a walk. You know, take a walk every day so that you can actually, like, push away that negative stuff. Do some self-care. You know, maybe if you can't really leave your house, lock yourself in your bathroom. Put a bubble bath on, get you some candles that you like, and just lay there for an hour, play some music that you love, and just kind of decompress yourself from everything that is going on. Also, sometimes reevaluate the people that are in your circle and surrounding you, because no matter if they're your loved ones, your mom, your baby daddy, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, your bestie from kindergarten, sometimes those people have already served their purpose in your life and you just need to move on. Now, you're going to get a lot of hate, a lot of backlash. Oh, you trying to change. You trying to be bougie. You trying to be different. The only reason why those people say stuff like that to you is because they can't change. They don't even know how to change. But everybody in your life, in the process of growing, changes. And if you don't change, if you are the same person you was in high school, that you are at 25, that you are at 35, that you are 45, you're a lost cause. So you have to make these transitions. You have to make these changes. You have to do the things that are so positive to you and so motivational to you so that you can grow and develop and be the person that you want to be and learn who that person is. Because sometimes you don't even know who that person is right now. Because certain things I talk about and I say and I'm embraced myself with, right now, I could even be on a transition to change who I am as I'm thinking I got this in check. It may be something else. So knowing that you have that superpower, and that you can create whatever you want, create yourself to be whoever you want. And sometimes you may have to try it. Like, okay, everybody's like, I'm like, be an entrepreneur. And you go out there and you try it, and you keep trying, and you try it, and then you're like, you know what, you need. I just like to get a job, you know. So I just want to your security of having a job. So maybe you just have to try it and see if it is for you or not for you. I've tried working at a job. I don't follow enough directions. I don't like to listen to people. So me working at a job I don't follow directions, I'm hard-headed, I don't like to sit still too long. So we working at a job is like not going to ever happen because I'm already trying to figure out everything that's wrong or everything that they need to be doing or whatever they need to do differently in the process. So with all that being said, I am going to end my show with, I want to say, make sure you go to www.bobbaldwin.com. check him out, check out his new music, download his music from his site, listen to it so he can get the royalties. If you're an artist and you like their music and want to be inspired by somebody who's made it in the over the years, he has a great course that he's giving out and is willing to help people grow and be inspired. I would like you to stay tuned for my book that's coming out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're in the final process of editing it, so please stay tuned to that. And check out my podcast next Wednesday. We are here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock sharp, talking about business, mindset, lifestyle, and just having fun. You know, sometimes you just got to do things to have fun. So if y'all have any questions or concerns, or y'all want to come in, chime in, feel free. You can call in. I'll give a few seconds for any guests that want to call in. The call-in number is 563-99-3562, 563-99-3562. If you would like to call into my podcast so that we can talk about and maybe help evaluate you on things that you may need to change in your life or how to work on it. If you want to talk privately, that is fine too. Please inbox me, DM me, send me a message, schedule an appointment on my Facebook page, Instagram page, and go to my website and just check everything out. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off and hoping you have a great evening. Talk to you guys later.